This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, those totalitarians, they are out and about, aren't they? Isn't it just amazing, these totalitarians? And, you know, the unmitigated gall of them to strike deep within the United States in San Bernardino, California. Well, guess what? There's more of them. And we're here to talk about that. Yeah, here on Agenda 21 Radio, this is the show that has the most unusual opening because we talk about totalitarianism, a word that many people can't even pronounce. Sometimes I can't either. Sometimes I just get kind of going on it and say, okay, how do I spit that word out? Anyway, yes, because we talk about those people that want to destroy America and bluntly here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Well, there's a lot of things going on. By the way, you are the community of one, and it's one-to-one that we depend on information being transmitted about the totalitarians, information that's vitally important to your fellow Americans and all those people who love liberty around the world. That's what we stand for here. So when we say a community of one, that means you. You are that community of one. How many people know you and who knows you, right? How many do you know out there? Look at that big group of people that know you and you know them. It's huge. So that's what we focus on, is getting that information one person at a time that we give you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Try and put things in perspective. In the namesake, Agenda 21, well, it comes from United Nations Agenda 21. That's the grand plan. That's the new constitution for the One World Order, folks. Yeah, they want to replace our U.S. Constitution with the Agenda 21 Constitution. Now it's the 2030 Agenda. They had to up it up, you know, a few more years. 2030, meaning that's the due date by which One World Governance will take place. That's just in, you know, 15, 14 short years, right? And you're supposed to lose all of your personal property and any kind of property, any kind of, well, you become chattel to the state. Isn't that nice that these totalitarians have that plan for you? Well, we're here to expose the plan, and guess what? The plan is not working out too well for them. Yeah, the good guys are starting to, I guess you'd say that, you know, the cavalry is starting to come on board here in America, and we're going to talk about that in a second. So welcome to the show. Many things going on here. First of all, Las Vegas. You probably heard that last night along the strip, a woman came along in her nice little Oldsmobile, four-door 1996, and decided to run over a bunch of people. And it's very deliberate. There's no question about it. One person is dead. Many, many are injured. And she decided that she was going to run over people, then back up off the curb and run over more people. Like I said, it's very, very deliberate. And right now, the police do not know if it is a terrorist act or terror-related. Now, I put that out there because they put it out right away. The Las Vegas PD put it out right away that they can't rule it out. And they were very blunt about it. They weren't mamby-pammy or hiding things. You got to remember, Las Vegas is really right down the, you know, Highway 15, Interstate 15 from San Bernardino. I mean, the next big city besides Victorville and Barstow is really Las Vegas. So it runs to that Inland Empire through San Bernardino County. San Bernardino County is that county that butts up right next to Nevada and then right on into Las Vegas. So they're sort of akin to one another. They've got that in mind, and of course it's coming up to be New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve in Vegas, which is always a big time for a lot of people, especially foreigners coming in. It is a huge security issue for them, and this coming up, and you had San Bernardino, they are very, very concerned. The San Bernardino police, and I'm sure the county sheriff there in San Bernardino are working hand in hand to assist in any way that they can, the Las Vegas PD. So we're going to be monitoring that situation. The woman had her child with her. We're not too sure what was really going on, but they're not ruling out terrorism. Now, we also had some school districts that were closing today, some terror threats that were going on in some of the school districts around the nation. This is going to be a very, very typical scenario here in the United States of America. I actually will say that. I've been saying this about schools. Schools are the biggest. Look at schools at lunchtime, especially high schools and junior high schools, large junior high schools, are huge soft targets. Why? Because, you know, you can't have any guns around schools, right? The liberal left has decided they want to disarm everybody and make these soft targets just as big and juicy as they can for the terrorists. So even here in California now, they've got the CCWs are restricted around and on school grounds. It never used to be. There's not been one accident, by the way, in the history of California on CCWs where anybody's been injured, hurt, or otherwise even exposed to a weapon on campus during school hours. Did you know that? It's kind of a stunning, it's a great testament to CCW ownership in California. I mean, talk about above the law. It's just absolutely amazing. Yet, Jerry Brown and this legislature, and isn't it kind of interesting that here in the last month and a half, this legislation was signed into law? I just love the timing of these kind of things, don't you? Of course, it's not going to make our schools any safer. Now, there's some restrictions on the law. We're going to get into this because come the beginning of the year, we're going to make a big push here on Agenda 21 Radio to restore CCW privileges on school grounds for teachers who want to protect themselves. I know, as a former superintendent and principal, I used to allow my teachers who would carry and would ask me, I would say, absolutely, absolutely. That's one of the requirements of their contract, is they'd have to ask immediate supervisors and administration for permission. So there's a lot of protection that has gone away now because of that. You know, there are schools in which those teachers had guns, and, well, probably still do in some cases. I'm sure they're just breaking the law. Knowing some of the teachers I know, they're breaking the law. They don't care. They're going to walk on campus and have those weapons because they want to live. Anyway, so those are the kind of things that are happening out there to soften up the targets. All right. The big thing here, though, is really what's going on with Syria. A huge article that just popped up. It just came out on Drudge. And I know it's Monday. It's Monday. But just before showtime, we got wind of an article by Seymour Hersh that just came out. It's going to floor you. It's going to stun you. And you're going to say, gosh, Paul, your assessment about everything that's been going on in terms of San Bernardino and in terms of, you know, all this whole thing about terrorism and all this stuff has been absolutely 100% spot on. And we stand behind our stories about the whole San Bernardino situation. Of course, Chris Street stands behind his story about the painting, if you will, by the radar of the jets, the American jets by Putin in Syria just recently, was a big determinant in all of a sudden grounding Air Force jets from making any kind of operational strikes against ISIS around the Syrian border. And the reason is, well, because Putin's not happy with America or ISIS. And ISIS, the way that they brought down that jet airline and all that stuff, neither is Saudi Arabia. Now we have this article that has come out from Seymour Hersh. And we're going to come up to a break pretty soon, but I'm going to read this to you. It's going to be absolutely stunning. Stunning article. Because, you know, you've heard me talk about this. There's the good CIA and the bad CIA. There's the good FBI, the bad FBI. And, of course, we've kind of spelled some of that out. You read some of our articles. I talk about some of the agents that I've had communication with in terms of military security people. I'm meeting kind of like clandestine meetings. One time wasn't clandestine. It's kind of out in public. The other one's kind of really clandestine. And come to find out, they were good agents. And they wanted information that I was more than happy to express to them. Interesting exchange. There are those good agents out there. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, big, big article. Seymour Hersh, it's out. It's on Agenda 21 Radio. Seymour Hersh, U.S. intelligence sharing in the Syrian war. Huh? What? U.S. intelligence sharing in the Syrian war? Of course, why not? Why not have a little bit of that U.S. intelligence sharing in the war? This is our headline. Hersh. Pentagon leaders conducted secret alliance with Assad and Putin to undermine Obama. Let me read that one to you one more time. And I want you to keep it in context about our discussions about San Bernardino and about all these other terrorist attacks, about false flags, about Sandy Hook, Second Amendment, even the most recent one on Planned Parenthood. The one there on Black Friday, those kind of operational things to kind of keep the, I guess you could say, he would say the homeland. We're going to call America in terror. Well, you know, we don't need to be in terror when we know what's happening. When we have the news and information that's going to be accurate and spot on so that we know who the enemy truly is. And as the days go forward toward the end of the collapse of this president's regime and the left, because we're going to see that happen. There's going to be more information coming out about the heroes behind the scenes that we don't know. But right now we have some heroes out there. And these are the good guys in the military. So here's the headline again. And I'll read it to you so you have context. Pentagon leaders conducted secret alliance with Assad and Putin to undermine Obama. Pentagon leaders. This is as a headline broke out. It says Germany, Israel, and Russia were in contact with the Syrian army and able to exercise some influence over Assad's decisions. It was through them that U.S. intelligence would be shared. Each had its reasons for cooperating with Assad. Germany, Israel, and Russia. I might add, Saudi Arabia in that. That's just the opening, you know, kind of one of those headline gotcha things going on. It says, this is how he starts the article. And this is a huge, huge article. Huge article. But I'm going to paraphrase much of it here so you get the drift. So it's very, very clear what's going on here. Barack Obama's repeated insistence that Bashar al-Assad must leave office and that there are moderate rebel groups in Syria capable of defeating him has in recent years provoked quiet dissent and even overt operations among some of the most senior officers on the Pentagon's joint staff. Their criticism has focused on what they see as the administration's fixation on Assad's primary ally, Vladimir Putin. In their view, Obama is a captive of the Cold War thinking about Russia and China and hasn't adjusted his stance on Syria to the fact that both countries share Washington's anxiety about the spread of terrorism in and beyond Syria. Like Washington, they believe that Islamic State must be stopped. And where's the president on this? I don't buy anything I just read about the fixation on the Cold War with Russia and China, that's Obama's view. This is me speaking now in regards to this comment by Hersh. What I buy is that he's with ISIS. Obviously, he helped to form ISIS, he and Hillary Rodham Clinton. And by the way, we're getting closer to outing Hillary Rodham Clinton on the national stage. Thank goodness Donald Trump has arrived. Talk about a white knight. It says the military resistance. Listen to this. Now, I want you to keep this in context of the terror attack in San Bernardino. We know that this terrorist attack really kind of started in 2012. And we also know that, especially as we were talking about here before, Phil Hanley was being interviewed by Megyn Kelly and others about being a whistleblower. And he talked about in as early as 2006, his intelligence was being interrupted with some of the same organizations that were causing problems in Riverside, California, and creating terror cells there in various mosques. He had that information. He was starting to get pressure in 2006 not to produce information. By 2012, he was out. He was told to knock it off and that there were going to be no more research to be done on those terror cells. That's 2012. And remember, it was in 2012 that we now know that Farouk, the main man, was visiting a mosque in Riverside and becoming radicalized, they say. And we know that he traveled to Saudi Arabia to pick up who? His wife in 2014. So when I read this date to you on this article, I want you to keep that in mind. It says the military's resistance dates back to the summer of 2013 when a highly classified assessment put together by the Defense Intelligence Agency, or the DIA, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, then led by General Martin Dempsey, forecast that the fall of the Assad regime would lead to chaos and potentially to serious takeover of jihadist extremists, which be taken over by jihadist extremists, much as was then happening in Libya. In Libya. Oh, Libya. Oh, that's... heck, Libya, that's where Benghazi is. See, talk about the chaos president. We had a chaos president and we had a chaos secretary of state. Hillary Rodham Clinton. A former senior advisor to the Joint Chiefs told me that the document was an all-source appraisal drawing on information from signals, satellite, and human intelligence, and took a dim view of the Obama administration's insistence on continuing to finance and arm, are you ready for this, the so-called moderate rebel groups. By then, the CIA had been conspiring for more than a year with allies in the UK, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar to ship guns and goods to be used to overthrow Assad. From Libya via Turkey into Syria, the new intelligence estimated or singled out Turkey as a major impediment to Obama's Syria policy. The document showed, the advisor said, that what was started out as a covert U.S. program to arm and support the moderate rebels fighting Assad had been co-opted by Turkey. The best friend, of course, President Barack Hussein Obama. Now that's me, right? And had morphed into an across-the-board technical arms and logistical program for all of the opposition, including Jabhat al-Nusra and Islamic State. You know, it was in 2012, 2013, we're telling you this story. This is just old news here on Agenda 21 Radio, but all of a sudden now, for Seymour Hersh, it's big news. Says, the so-called moderates had evaporated and the Free Syrian Army was a rump group stationed at an air base in Turkey. The assessment was bleak. There was no viable moderate opposition to Assad and the U.S. was arming extremists. There you go, Barack. You're out, buddy. Seymour Hersh is one of the big boys. You're out. I mean, I know we've been talking about this going on 3 years now on Agenda 21 Radio, but happy to talk about it. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Let me say that one more time. We want to keep this one going. We want to, you know, I just love using Saul Alinsky's rules against him. This is rule number 7 of Saul Alinsky. Never let a crisis linger long. Because a crisis that's lingering long becomes a detriment to you, President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton. So Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi at you. Says Lieutenant General Michael Flynn director of the DIA between 2012 and 2014, confirmed that his agency had sent a constant stream of classified warnings to the civilian leadership about the dire consequences of a toppling Assad. The jihadists, he said, were in control of the opposition. Turkey wasn't doing enough to stop the smuggling of foreign fighters and weapons across the border. If the American public saw the intelligence we are producing daily at the most sensitive level, they would go ballistic, Flynn told me. This is recent. This is recent, ladies and gentlemen. This is hot off the press. This is a bombshell off the press. And you're hearing it on Agenda 21 Radio for the first time. Just like you heard it for the first time in September of 2012. Time to go to ballistic, isn't it? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this article that came out just before airtime here, Seymour Hersh, Agenda 21 Radio. Pentagon leaders conducted secret alliance with Assad, Putin, to undermine Obama. Well, those are the good guys. Obama, you're the bad guy. You see, you know, the political advisors around the president are the Muslim Brotherhood. They're all Muslim. Oh, by the way, many of them are Jesuit Catholics. Don't want to say that, but there it is. There it is. So what direction were they taking us in the war is the key thing. And what was happening, we're starting to find out now between the Pentagon and the Joint Chiefs and the president and these political advisors, they had no impact on what was going on with the president. The military didn't. And they, by 2013, of course, they just had it. And this whole thing that happened by 2013 was they were seeing Libya descend into chaos as a result of Benghazi, and all the arms that were being shipped that we were paying for. By the way, information about that was brought to you by Claire Lopez, good friend of the show, been on the show many, many times. She participated in the Liberty Tour, the first two, gave us incredible information about what was going on with arms shipments at that time. That's over a year ago, year and a half ago. 2 years ago. Heck, it's 3 years ago. We had her on the show in November, I think, the first time of 2012. Maybe it was October, around then. And then they formed, she did, Major General Paul Valley, Ace Lyons, Tom McInerney, a whole bunch of people formed the Citizens Commission on Benghazi. And it was that commission that came out in April 2014 that said we had switched sides in the war on terror. That this president had actually started to arm the extremists, which is exactly what Seymour Hersh is talking about here. We were reporting this 2 years ago. We had switched sides on the war on terror. And the commission came out and confirmed it. We had many interviews, Major General Paul Valley, Claire Lopez. We had many interviews on the run-up as they were doing the commission's work. They were telling us what they were finding, these arms shipments, and we were arming ISIS, forming ISIS. We were training ISIS. We had other sources out there that were telling us the same thing, giving us all information about the training centers and so on in northern Jordan for ISIS to be formed. We were seeing pictures and going, wow, this is pretty interesting. Look like Marine Corps uniforms there and all those little ISIS fighters. We're arming the enemy. Getting back to the article here, we left off talking about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who was the director of the DIA between 2012 and 2014, who confirmed that his agency had sent a constant stream of classified warnings to the civilian leadership about the dire consequences of toppling Assad. Says the jihadists, he said, were in control of the opposition. Turkey wasn't doing enough to stop the smuggling of foreign fighters and weapons across the border. If the American public saw the intelligence we were producing daily at the most sensitive levels, they would go ballistic, Flynn told Seymour. Says we understood ISIS' long-term strategy and its campaign plans, and we also discussed the fact that Turkey was looking the other way when it came to the growth of the Islamic State inside Syria. The DIA's reporting, he said, got enormous pushback from the Obama administration. I felt that they did not want to hear the truth. That's because, Flynn, they didn't want to hear the truth because that was their army you were telling them about. They knew what was going on operationally with that ISIS group. The Muslim Brotherhood inside the White House and others were telling them what's going on. They had the intelligence going down. Says our policy of arming the opposition to Assad was unsuccessful and actually having a negative impact, the former advisor said. The Joint Chiefs believe that Assad should not be replaced by fundamentalists. These are the Salafists. That's what ISIS is all about. Islamic State is really the most vile, if you will, of all the Islamic terrorists. They're the fundamentalists. True fundamentalist, to go back to practicing the literal translation of Sharia law, you know, beheadings, that all this torture stuff about, you know, killing, all this stuff is what, you know, is what the Salafists, or Salafi, if you will, are into. The administration's policy was contradictory. They wanted Assad to go, but the opposition was dominated by extremists. So who was going to replace him? To say Assad's got to go is fine, but if you follow that through, therefore anyone is better. It's the anybody else is better issue that the Joint Chiefs had a problem with. And with Obama's policy, the Joint Chiefs felt that a direct challenge to Obama's policy would have zero chance of success. So in the autumn, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. So in the autumn of 2013, remember that window, 2012 to 2014 to 2015. So in the autumn of 2013, they decided to take steps against the extremists without going through political channels by providing U.S. intelligence to the militaries of other nations on the understanding that it would be passed on to the Syrian army and used against the common enemy, Jihad al-Nusra and Islamic State. In other words, ISIS, the president's army. Get my drift? They're fighting ISIS behind the president's back. And who are the players in all this? Germany, Israel, and Russia were in contact with the Syrian army and able to exercise some influence over Assad's decisions. It was through them that U.S. intelligence would be shared. So we couldn't do anything outright. They couldn't break the law, so they shared intelligence with Russia, Israel, and Germany. Germany feared what might happen among its own population of 6 million Muslims if Islamic State expanded. Israel was concerned with border security, and Russia had an alliance of very long standing with Syria and was worried by the threat to its only naval base in the Mediterranean at Tartus. We weren't intent on deviating from Obama's stated policies, the advisor said, but sharing our assessments while the military-to-military relationships with other countries could prove productive. It was clear that Assad needed better tactical intelligence and operational advice. So the Joint Chiefs concluded that if those needs were met, the overall fight against Islamic terrorism would be enhanced. And Obama didn't know, but Obama doesn't know what the Joint Chiefs of Staff does in every circumstance. And that's true of all presidents. Just a little bit of information flowing to Syria. And who are the players? Let me read them to you again. Germany, Israel, and Russia. And Saudi Arabia. I'll throw that one in because I know about that one. Seymour Hersh doesn't. Says, once the flow of U.S. intelligence began, Germany, Israel, and Russia started passing on information about the whereabouts and intent of radical jihadist groups to Syrian army in return. Syria provided information about its own capabilities and intention, and there's no direct contact between the U.S. and Syrian military. Instead, the advisor said, we provided the information, including long-range analysis, and these countries would do with it what they chose to do. The good guys are here, and they have been, looking out for us. Could be a good Christmas after all. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, you know, some of the things, too, that he brings out in the article. This is a long article. It prints out to 26 pages. It's a dossier. It's amazing. But one of the things that he points out in the article is Assad's ability to help the United States of America, especially against Al-Qaeda. It says the two countries, United States and Syria, collaborated against Al-Qaeda, their common enemy. A longtime consultant to America's intelligence community said that after 9/11, Bashar was for years extremely helpful to us and, in my view, were churlish in return and clumsy in our use of the gold he gave us. That quiet cooperation continued among some elements even after the Bush administration's decision to vilify him in 2002. Assad authorized Syrian intelligence to turn over hundreds of internal files on activities of the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria and Germany. Now, I bring this up because the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria and Germany, those files were turned over to the United States in 2002. What did the Bush administration do with them? Well, what I can tell you, it was at that time when we still really started to see the influx of the Muslim Brotherhood influence in the Bush administration. But, you know, I'm just a guy who remembers these kind of things. And it sure starts to make a lot of sense, doesn't it, when you start to break it out like that? Unbelievable. Well, but, you know, the truth's going to have to come out about this president and the relationship of Islam, the Islamic states, the Muslims, if you will, that, of course, everybody's saying, oh, we're bashing the Muslims. Have you ever known a jihadist that wasn't a Muslim? I mean, not every Muslim is a jihadist, but, you know, every jihadist is a Muslim. Have you ever noticed that? To me, it's just kind of like I can connect those dots real easily. But, you know, when you have CARE coming out and calling people like myself a racist, because I think, you know, well, geez, I'm not going to let my eyes deceive me. What's the old, was it Groucho Marx or whoever it was that says, who are you going to believe, me or your eyes? Something like that, or your lying eyes. And some people like to change that little quotation around. That's a big one. I mean, that's a really, really big one when you start to think. See, the race card is always played anytime they want to distract you from the facts. You know, it's just always being played. Now, we have some headlines that are on Drudge right now. I'm not going to get into this during this segment, but we have some headlines on Drudge right now where we're talking about, if I can pull it up here real quick, where we're talking about the president playing the race card on Donald Trump. Of course. See, all he has is the race card. I mean, this whole thing, this whole flurry, this whole bevy of racism that we have in our country right now is off the hook, right? Well, that's because they want it off the hook. They're trying to create the crisis and use race as, of course, the big factor. Look, anybody who calls you a racist is really the racist themselves. I mean, you just have to learn some fundamentals about how the race cards are being played right now. If you know in your heart you're not a racist, you're not a racist. Don't behave like you've got some sort of guilt going on. But 99% of the time when somebody calls you a racist, it's because they're the racist. And they want to tag you with something. They're losing the argument. And this president, all he knows is racism, bigotry, and hatred. That's how he was raised up. And racism, bigotry, and hatred towards Americans in particular. And so they throw the race card at every turn. That's why we have this critical race theory thing going on, because the president learned early on that critical race theory, and you know what that is? Anything that was started by a white person must inherently be racist. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, was written by white men. White men. And guess what? They were Christian white men. Protestant Christian white men who fled from Europe and other countries so that they could worship Protestant religions. That was what the basic thinking was. I challenge you, go back and look at the founding fathers. One Catholic and one, I think, Jew that was amongst the founding fathers, a couple hundred that were out there as founders and participants in the whole process from the Articles of Confederation to the Bill of Rights. They're all Protestants. It goes back to the Reformation, ladies and gentlemen, this hatred that goes on for Americans. And, of course, being white men, see, this is critical race theory. And this is what Andrew Breitbart died for. Andrew Breitbart was going to tell you in 2012, March 1st, 2012, he was going to tell everybody in a press conference, the president's plan for his next 4 years, if elected, he was going to pull the race card like you couldn't believe through critical race theory. Derrick Bell's critical race theory. He was going to pull that card out. And he's going to drive it home. He's going to put out conferences and everything about white privilege. Hundreds of conferences sponsored all around the nation about white privilege. That's where we're getting all this stuff about, oh, the police department's racist because there's white people there. Or it's institutionalized racism, even though you're blacks in proportion to the numbers of whites in the police department are all black. Doesn't really matter. The institution that formed it was white, so it's racist inherently. Get it? That's critical race theory. Doesn't matter. I'm thinking of Baltimore. Baltimore has way more black officers than white. But it's still racist inherently because it was white men who started it. That's critical race theory. And it was privileged white men. Of course, everybody who's white is privileged. That's the president's notion. That's the way these people think. That is not the way I think. It's not the way the Constitution tells us to think either. But that's... Then again, that's a racist document. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
This notion that somehow I can just change the laws unilaterally is just not true.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
And here we are on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about critical race theory, the Obama accusing Trump and everybody else who's white of being racist. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. You can tell he hasn't lived in the United States of America as a young person growing up and experienced what we experienced through the whole desegregation from the 60s through the 70s and 80s and integration and so on, and what kind of a great country we had become through the whole process. I credit people like Martin Luther King and others to have facilitated the letting down of the racist attitudes that we used to have since especially in the South after the Civil War and into the 50s and 60s. You know, we went through a whole process. But this president, of course, didn't live in the United States of America. He was offshore, living in other foreign countries and so on. He didn't experience the same thing that we Americans being on land did, on the continent did. But, you know, and he's taken out some things. The New York Times says Obama accuses Trump of exploiting working class fears. Mr. President, you've done a very good job of destroying the working class. Says Obama said in an interview airing on Monday that Donald J. Trump, a leading contender for the presidential nomination, is exploiting the resentment and anxieties of working class men to boost his campaign. Mr. Obama argued that some of his scorn directed at him personally stems from the fact that he is the first African-American to hold the White House. Flip! There goes the race card. We're going to have to get a stack of 52 cards called the race cards. and just put all the race hustlers out there. Get all the bigot brothers on there. Can you imagine? It'd probably sell quick at Christmas time. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.